It is time for sports on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. The Giants are in. They secured their spot in the playoffs, a number six seed in the playoffs, which means they're going to face either the first or second place team. Actually, the second place team in the division. So right now, that means their first round opponent would either be San Francisco, Philadelphia, or maybe even Dallas. It's not going to be easy, folks. It's not going to be easy at all. But who cares? Four wins last year. Right now, nine wins this year. First playoff appearance for the Giants. Oh, since 2016. And I guess we can listen to, maybe, if we're lucky, and I've got this set up correctly, some of the highlights from that game.
And the offset eye, and Barkley again. Feliciano leading the way. Also a leading block right there. Kolinsky, the former Colt. A brought down by Franklin. Jones. Richard James.
So that drops eight into coverage. They have a wall right at the goal line, but because Jones is able to extend the play, James finds that open window, that open crease.
That was their first touchdown in the game. That was their first touchdown in the game. We'll get another look.
Jones. He's going to go in again. Touchdown!
Daniel Jones running in for his final touchdown. He had what a day. What a day.
Who was going to get there first?
And running.
You see the collision right at the goal line. He gets that foot right across the goal line.
He has, like Judge, earned his contract now.
The Giants are a winner. They're going to the playoffs. That's our score and final. Let's take you to our CBS studio.
There you go. The Giants are in. Pretty amazing. I think this year that both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley have earned their right to sign additional contracts with the Giants. Jones is not the best quarterback in the league. He's probably not in the top 10. But you know what he's learned this year? Not to turn the ball over. To manage the offense extremely well, and you know what, you just can't put a value on that. Absolutely, a terrific season. No matter what happens from this point on. All right. With that being said, there were some pretty good games in the NFL yesterday. Even the Sunday night game. I'll tell you what. You know, Brian Daboll, he should be the coach of the year. He should be. There's no doubt about it. Taking a team that basically had the same roster it had the year before. No really standout wide receivers. Yes, a great running back. But he's taken a team that won four games. He's won nine games this year. All right, nine games this year. Got them in the playoffs. They didn't have to back in. They won their way in, and they're ranked, you know, not the last position in the wild card. And if he's not coach of the year, I don't know who should be. Maybe this guy. Maybe the coach of the Steelers. Wow, they had a rough start to the year. They are now 8-8 as they downed the Baltimore Ravens last night, 16-13. The Chargers over the Rams, 31-10. The Packers, the pack is back. They downed the Vikings, 41-17. They have a shot at the playoffs now. The Jets fell to the Seahawks, 23-6. The 49ers beat the Raiders, 37-34. The Bills and Bengals play tonight at 8:30. That's an important game. No doubt about that. The Chargers over the Rams, 31-10. The Browns over the Commanders, 24-10. The Jaguars over the Texans, 31-3. The Chiefs over the Broncos, 27-24. The Lions over the Bears, 41-10. The Buccaneers, they're in the playoffs. They win their division over the Panthers, 30-24. The Dolphins fell to the Patriots, 23-21. The Patriots have a shot at the playoffs. The Saints over the Eagles, 20-10. The Falcons over the Cardinals, 20-19. And the Cowboys, of course, on Thursday, beat the Titans, 27-13. Now, let's take a look at the standings, because these standings are absolutely amazing. In the NFC East, right now, there are three teams from the NFC East going to the playoffs. The Eagles in first place at 13-3, the Cowboys in second place at 12-4, and the Giants in third place at 9-6-1. In the NFC West, the 49ers at 12-4. They win that division. The Seahawks are 8-8. They have a shot at the playoffs. In the NFC North, the Vikings are 12-4. The Lions are 8-8. They have a shot at the playoffs. The Packers are 8-8. They have a shot at the playoffs. Two biggest surprises in the NFC, the Lions and the Giants. NFC South, the Buccaneers are 8-8. They are in the playoffs. They win that division. Over in the American Football Conference, the Bills are 12-3. They're in already. The Patriots at 8-8 have a shot at the playoffs. The Dolphins at 8-8 have a shot at the playoffs. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are 13-3. They're in. The Chargers have a shot at the playoffs. They are 10-6. AFC North, the Bengals are 11-4. The Ravens are 10-6. The Steelers are 8-8. And the Steelers still have a shot at the playoffs. In the AFC South, the Jaguars, 8-8 right now. They're leading the division. And the Titans are 7-9. They have lost six games in a row. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The way it looks. So anyway, that is the way the NFL looked yesterday. Let's go to the NBA right now. And the Celtics lost to the Nuggets 123-111. That game took place yesterday. Today, looking to see who's playing. None of our local teams are playing today. Let's take a look at the standings once again. The Celtics are first in the Eastern Conference. The Nets are second. The Knicks are eighth. Let us go over to the National Hockey League yesterday and see if any of our teams played. The Rangers over the Panthers, 5-3. See if anybody else played locally. The Islanders lost to the Kraken, 4-1. In the standings there, the Bruins lead the Atlantic Division by 8 points. 8 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricanes lead the Devils by 7 points. The Rangers are in fourth place. They have 46 points, only 3 points out of second place. So that's the way that stands. What a weekend for NCAA football. We're all set for the national championship game. Georgia nipped Ohio State. Ohio State missed a last-second field goal that would have won the game for them. Georgia defeated them 42-41. And how about TCU and Michigan? 51-45 TCU. That sets up the big game between number 3 TCU and number 4 Ohio State. Absolutely amazing. What the games, the way they played out yesterday. And Where else are we now? Where else are we now? Oh, we want to go to NCAA basketball. Don't see any local teams in action. And no games yesterday. All right, so that is it. That is a check on sports. A happy check on sports for Double M this morning as the Giants make the playoffs.